USDA's Economic Research Service increased the expected fourth quarter feeder steer price by $3 based on current price strength. The monthly cattle on feed report was about dead on with pre-report expectations. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 22nd of November. Refreshing might be the most apt way to describe last week's negotiated cash fed cattle trade. For the first time in what seems like forever, packers chased cattle to fill their pipelines. Cattle feeders passed early week bids and carved mainly another $1 to $3 out of the market. Live prices last week were a dollar higher in the Southern Plains at $132 a hundredweight, $1 to $2 higher in Nebraska at $133 to $134, and $1 to $4 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $133 to $134. Dress trade was $3 higher at $210. Live prices in Colorado the previous week were at $132. There were a few live sales reported at $135 in Nebraska through Friday afternoon, but too few to trend. The five-area direct average fed steer price through Thursday was $1.66 higher than the previous week at $133.01 a hundredweight. The average steer price on the beef was $2.99 higher at $209.59. Estimated total cattle slaughter last week of 677,000 head was 22,000 more than the previous week. Year-to-date, estimated total cattle slaughter of 29.6 million head is 857,000 head more, or 2.98% more than a year earlier. Estimated year-to-date beef production of 24.5 billion pounds is 605.8 million pounds, or 2.54% more than a year earlier. Cattle futures closed narrowly mixed Friday, but rode the coattails of stronger cash prices higher week to week. Live cattle futures closed an average of 27 cents higher on Friday, except for a nickel lower in June and unchanged at the back of the board. Week to week, they were an average of $1.15 higher. Choice box beef cutout value is $2.25 higher Friday afternoon at $278.41 hundredweight. Select was 67 cents higher at $263.85. Week to week, though, choice was $5.89 lower and select was $5.70 lower. Cash calf and feeder cattle prices were mixed last week at the auctions monitored by Cattle Current, but they showed signs of moving higher with sharply higher prices in some instances. The positive counter-seasonal price trend continued for calves, with cattle in the Southern Plains receiving an added boost from improving winter wheat pasture prospects. Last week, USDA's Economic Research Service raised the expected fourth quarter feeder steer price by $3 to $154 a hundredweight compared to the previous monthly projection. That's basis 750 to 800-pound steers at Oklahoma City. The increased projection was based on current price strength and the improved outlook for grazing stocker cattle this winter. ERS analysts point out October feeder steer prices at Oklahoma City averaged about $16 more year over year at $153.52 a hundredweight. The forecast average feeder steer price for next year was unchanged at $155.50 compared to the projected average price of $145.55 this year. ERS projects the average feeder steer price at $153 in the first quarter, $151 in the second quarter, and $156 in the third quarter. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 21 cents lower on Friday, except for unchanged to 12 cents higher in three contracts. Week to week, though, they are an average of $2.83 higher. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 2 cents lower on Friday, except for a penny higher in four contracts at the middle of the board. Soybean futures closed 1 to 4 cents higher, except for fractionally lower to 2 cents lower in the front five contracts. except for the tech-heavy NASDAQ, major U.S. financial indices closed lower Friday, pressured by the new COVID lockdown in Austria. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 268 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 6 points lower, but the NASDAQ was up 63 points. Logic suggests markets should view the latest monthly cattle on feed report as neutral, coming in about even with pre-report expectations. That reports for feedlots with 1,000 head or more capacity. Cattle feeders placed 2.25 million head in October, which was 53,000 head more or 2.4% more than a year earlier. In terms of placement weights, 48% went on feed weighing 699 pounds or less, 40% weighing 700 to 899 pounds, and 12% weighing 900 pounds or more. Marketings in October of 1.79 million head were 85,000 head fewer or 4.5% less than the same time last year. Cattle on feed November 1st of 11.95 million head were on par with a year earlier. Analysts with the Livestock Marketing Information Center point out the inventory of cattle on feed for more than 120 days tightened by 175,000 head month to month to the lowest level in 10 months. But they say there were nearly 100,000 head more of those long day cattle on feed year over year. According to LMIC analysts, continued placements of heifers is likely still happening in order to boost cattle placements and to maintain these levels of inventory. They add that the January 1st cattle inventory report is just around the corner, and it's looking more and more like the beef herd will be down more than 2%. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 22nd of November. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.